Master.
Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Today, you're going to be blessed. I'm going to be speaking with Rivka Witten. She's a Messianic recording artist, and you will just love her music. I'm going to feature all of her music today. She has a new CD out, so we'll be playing a couple of her new songs as well. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu. Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. Hevenu Shalom. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. All right, we're going to mix it up a little bit. I think we're going to start with A Land Flowing with Milk. This is from the CD For Such a Time as This, Rivka Witten. A Land Flowing with Milk. Oh, yes, because Israel is a land flowing with milk and honey. And I am so excited that I got to go over to Israel in 2008. As you hear this music, you'll feel like you're right there in the land. Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Shemayas Royal Messianic Congregation. We meet every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. and we're at 1326 North Winton Road. Love. Yeah, Israel is a land flowing with milk and honey. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And today I'm featuring the music of Rivka Witten. I'll be talking with her by phone in just a few moments. I mentioned to you that this program is sponsored by Shemaya Israel Congregation. You know, when you walk inside Shemaya Israel, you'll see a wonderful bookstore. That's where you can get all kinds of Messianic CDs and books and prayer shawls and shofars. The Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore is open every Saturday right after our 10 o'clock service, and it's also open on Thursdays from 3 to 7. And hey, to my folks, to my people living in Buffalo, Medina, Lockport, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. It meets every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., and it's at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. All righty. You know, when you greet a fellow Jewish person, you say, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And then the person would answer back, Aleichem Shalom. Well, here's a very familiar song to most of us Jews. This is Rivka Witten, Shalom Aleichem. Yes, and I wish you shalom. I wish you such peace. The Lord loves you so very much. And if you would just breathe in His shalom, breathe in His peace and let Him bless you, and He'll soothe all your hurts. Just rest in Him. Be filled with His peace. Be filled with His shalom. Well, thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I must mention another sponsor. Speaking of being relaxed and filled with peace, have you ever had that feeling of just being totally pampered? Well, if you go to Favors Harem Salon and Spa, you can get a new hairdo, a facial, a massage, a manicure or a pedicure. It is total relaxation. And if you're a guy and you don't think that that's for you, hey, no problem. Just get a gift certificate and give it to the special woman in your life. Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa has two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just south of Marketplace Mall. The number there is 359-2249. And then in Fairport, in Packets Landing on the Canal at 223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you will be treated like royalty. Oh, yeah. Okay, speaking of being treated, I mentioned that Rivka Whitten has a new CD. The name of the CD is My Soul Thirsts for You. And this is very different. This is just spontaneous, free worship, and it's just amazing. Here she is. This is called Before You.
אדוני, ויית אליי, וישמע שוועתי. ויעלני מבור שעון, מיתית היוון, ויקם על סלע רגלי, כונן אשורי. ויתן בפי שיר חדש, תהילה לאלוהינו. רבים ויראו ויפתחו באדוני פנה אל רעבים וסתי חזב רבות עשית אתה אדוני אלוהי נפלאותיך ומחשבותיך אלינו אין ארוך אליך אגידה ואדברה עצמו מספר לא חפצת אוזניים קרית לי עולה וחטאה לא שאלת
קדוש קדוש אתה
אז אמרתי הנה הבאתי במגילת ספר כתוב עליי לעשות רצונך אלוהי חפצתי תורתך בתוך מאי בישרתי צדק בקהל רב הנה שפתי לא אכלה אדוני אתה ידעת צדקתך לא חיסיתי בתוך ליבי אמונתך ותשועתך אמרתי לא חיכתי חסדך ועמיתך לקהל רב
That is incredible. Again, that is called Before You, and that comes right out of Psalm 40 in its Rivka's interpretation, and she's just crying out to the Lord. There are a lot of scriptures within Psalm 40. One of my favorites is, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the tumultuous pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Before you we bow. Yes, many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Incredible, incredible. The name of the CD is My Soul Thirsts for You, Rivka Whitten. Wow, incredible. I want to thank Excellent Air for being a sponsor of Bagels and Blessings. If you need to have your furnace looked at, please give them a call at 889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business with over 30 years' experience in the heating and cooling profession. Imagine that. In a few months, we'll actually need air conditioning. Yeah. Alrighty, give them a call today, 889-7840. 889-7840. Excellent Air, Heating and Cooling. And I got to give you one more sponsor because you know what? We all need to be well adjusted. And if you're not well adjusted, I suggest you go to Odell Chiropractic. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Absolutely. Say goodbye. Let's get rid of that back pain. All right. And let's say hello to some more new music. This, again, comes from the new CD, My Soul Thirsts for You. This is Rivka Whitten. And this one is called Holy Is Your Name.
Yeah.
שירה ונזמרה גבורתך עוזי וזמרתיה ויהי לי לישועה בילה המוות לנצח ומחה אדוני דמעה מעל כל פנים וחרפת עמו יסיר מעל כל הארץ כי אדוני דיבר ביום ההוא הנה אלוהינו זה קיווינו לו ויושיינו זה אדוני קיווינו לו נגילה ונשמחה בישועתו
That is incredible. Now, there were a lot of things quoted in this song, but one of the things that Rivka quoted was from Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the reproach of his people will he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, for whom we waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord, for whom we waited. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And again, that comes out of Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. That song was called Holy Is Your Name. Wow. I'm so looking forward to speaking with Rivka in just a few moments. But right now, let's listen to Joel Chernoff as he tells us how you can be a blessing. Oh, okay. We're going to play a song first. My mistake. We're going to play My Dear Son, Rivka Witten.
Thank you.
And now here's a word from Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel. Coming up right now, Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel. Here it comes. I promise.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Israeli bioengineers are testing an innovative program holding great promise for quadriplegics. Patients can use their nasal breath to communicate and gain mobility by converting nasal pressure into electrical impulses. Every year, 5,000 Americans have spinal cord injuries resulting in quadriplegia. Israel may soon present these patients a new world of opportunities. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
All righty, there's no time for you to go on the air today, but if you can call 222-2990 and answer this question and get it correctly, I have a coupon for bagels for you. What is the next Jewish holiday coming up? There's another Jewish holiday coming up. We just had the holiday of Purim. And the next holiday is, called 222-2990. And if you get the answer right, you get a coupon for bagels. But we're going to get Rivka Witten on the air in just a moment, and we're going to have a lovely time talking with her. That was Gimme Bagels by the Schlepps. I know you're always wondering who that group is. They're called the Schlepps. But right now, I am so excited to be talking to one of my favorite Messianic recording artists, Rivka Witten. Shalom, Rivka.
Shalom.
Welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to tell you, I enjoy listening to your music so much. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I love percussion. For me, the voice is good. Love the voice. But it's all about percussion. And you have that Middle Eastern feel in your music. You use a lot of percussion. And so it's like I could put it on and I could dance around the house. I can jump up and down. I can worship the Lord because you got that percussion thing going on. I just want you to know how much I like that.
Wow. Well, thank you. It.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, refresh my memory. You grew up somewhere in the U.S. and then moved to Israel, right?
No, I was born in Israel.
Oh, you're born in Israel. Okay.
Born in Israel, and I lived about 20 years of my life in the States. Unfortunately, my parents divorced and my mom remarried an American tourist, and that's how we got to America.
Ah. And then you came back to Israel when?
Came back to Israel in 1996, and after I became a believer and felt like that's what I needed to do, reconnect with my family and make a life here for myself.
Rivka, what was it like coming back to Israel after being away for so long?
I was in Israel off and on my whole life, you know, visiting family and visiting my father. So, I mean, it wasn't like entirely like coming back to something foreign, but, you know, there was definitely, I mean, there were challenges, you know, just politically, financially, spiritually, you know, people don't realize, you know, there's so many things going on here. You know, Israel is like the epicenter of, you know, what's going on spiritually and politically in the world. So it's crazy here sometimes. And, you know, it took me some time to sort of adjust that way. But thankfully, you know, it's amazing how God created us because our somehow, you know, even though I hadn't spoken much Hebrew over the years, it kind of stayed in my brain, you know, even from that young age of 3 and 4 years old when we moved to the States. So it was interesting. But so I have the language, and, you know, I grew up, my mother's Israeli and my father's Israeli, so I had the culture. Those are two pluses. Yeah.
Great, great. Now, Rivka, have you been singing your whole life?
Yeah, I sang here and there my whole life. Yeah, I didn't really have something happened to me after I became a believer, and I felt, you know, that I felt like a deep love for the Lord and His purpose on my life. And something happened to my voice then. I always had a nice voice, but every time I tried to get a solo, and you know, in my choir growing up, I always I never got it. I would never be chosen because I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have, you know, what I feel like the Lord's matured me in. You know, and I didn't have, and he also, I feel like he did something to my voice because, you know, I just didn't have that before, the boldness, and now it's such a powerful kind of powerhouse voice, you know, and it kind of shocked me when it first happened.
Well, yeah, you can really belt it out. So are you saying that that's all a God thing, that you didn't really take voice lessons to learn how to do that?
No voice lessons.
Really? Look at that, folks. There's hope for all of us. Yeah, you really do belt it out, girl. You do. You do.
Well, there's something to be bold about. When there's something to be bold about, you know, you be bold about it. I guess that before that, I just, I didn't have too much to sing about, let's put it that way.
Wow. And your children are musical too. I see you have your daughter singing on your newest CD as well.
I do. She just sang a little tidbit, but she's on her way to making her own album, I think, in the near future.
Well, I noticed that she stays on key very well, so she's got it in.
Yeah.
She's got it in her, girl. She's got it.
She does. She does.
Aw, that's so exciting. So,
yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your CDs. Now, are there just two, or are there more that I don't know about?
Well, I have a bunch of other music that I haven't really put on a CD yet because it needs work. And I have one CD that I did. It was just recorded in when I was doing a... I went to a congregation in up north, and we did a worship set, and I recorded it. And it sounds amazing, but I couldn't get the rights to the music, and I tried, and I just never got it out. But the other two are worked many years on, so this one in particular took me about 2 years.
Well, this one is really different, this latest one.
It is different.
Now, let's talk a little bit about how you got the idea to do it and how it came about and some of the songs you picked and why you picked them.
Okay. Well, first of all, I had intended to record a few of these other songs that I already had recorded but needed work. So a friend of mine in Germany, who has an amazing studio there, gave us a really good deal. And so I went to Germany for 2 weeks. And as I was about to leave, the Lord impressed on my heart that that was not the project that I was going to be, the thing I had prepared for to do there was not where I was, not what I was going to be doing.
Really?
And yeah. And I was, you know, like, okay, you know, this is crazy. I had this all, you know, set up to do and everything. And this is just not where he was going. So the Lord put on my heart to make original music as opposed to doing other people's music. And then sing in the studio spontaneous songs to that music that we created. And somehow we did this in 2 weeks. We created all this amazing music. And then I just went in the studio and I sang to it, just sang to the Lord, you know, songs of love for him. And it came out. And then I came back to Israel and I recorded the spoken word of God over it and spoken prayers from liturgy and stuff. And it just it really turned out better than I would have imagined.
So this CD that I'm holding in my hand, My Soul Thirsts for You, you're saying that part of it was recorded in Germany and the rest of it was finished up in Israel. And when you got to Germany to sing something that you thought you were supposed to sing, the Lord stopped you in your tracks and said, "No, that's not quite what I have in mind for you."
That's pretty much what happened. That was pretty shocking.
Well, I will say that this wasn't what I expected. I didn't know what to expect because I'm so.
I kind of get that feeling from everybody who's responded about it that they. They don't really know what to make of it.
But when I hear it's obvious to me that it's extremely anointed. And the best way I can describe it is it reminds me of someone who's groaning in the spirit. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly. You know, I was going to call this CD A Voice of One Crying in the Desert. I really wanted to call it that, but when I looked up A Voice of One Crying in the Desert, there were like several projects already done with that. And, so I decided to call it this, and I'm not upset with that. You know, I like it. But I think that's really what it is a voice of one crying in the desert. You know, just we groan for him. I mean, I yearn to know him more, and that's what all these songs are it's just the cry of my heart to know him, to worship him, to praise him, and to,
You know, when I listen to these songs, Rivka, it reminds me of the first time I ever tried just singing in the Spirit. Now, I've sung my whole life, but singing in the Spirit felt weird, and I felt self-conscious, as, you know, instead of God-conscious. I felt self-conscious and awkward. And then when I gradually let go of myself and was able to do it, it was like, oh, you're just kind of like letting loose, and you're just kind of singing out of your heart and out of your spirit. And I had never done it before.
For sure.
So when I'm listening to these songs, I feel the anointing. I really do.
Thank you. Well, it really is. I can't take any credit for it. It's all for him, and it's all from him, and there's really just nothing more. I'm wary about taking any credit for it, because they were songs that came from my deep love for him, you know, and without him, I wouldn't even be here today. So I'm just grateful.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but with your first CD that I had, For Such a Time as This, you were giving that away to Israelis like all over the place. Are you doing the same thing with this one?
Yep, for sure.
And can you tell me about the reaction that you're getting from Israelis that are not yet believers?
Well, I actually myself only got a shipment of these just last week.
Oh.
So the few people I've shared with, you know, my family and friends of family are really quite intrigued. That's the word I'll use.
Oh, yeah.
Interested, intrigued, questioning, you know, what, because I don't think they've ever experience that kind of, you know, passion for maybe something they've never, you know, believed in, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
they're intrigued.
Well, it's refreshing. That's the word I'm looking for. It's refreshing, because there are a lot of really cool Middle Eastern sounding worship CDs out there. But this is different. This is free worship, praying in the Spirit and groaning before the Lord. And I'm just going to encourage everybody to get one, which now, of course, begs the next question. How can everybody, you know, the thousands and millions listening to Bagels and Blessings, how can, well, you know, you got to dream big. Dream big. What's the best way to get this CD?
The best way to get one is by going to www.lazmanhazeh, for such a time as this. It's lazmanhazeh.com, lazmanhazeh.com.
Wonderful. I was noticing the Hebrew on the front of the CD, and my Hebrew's not so good without vowels. I know the English is My Soul Thirst for You. What's the Hebrew?
Well, there are two ways to say it. One is the biblical way, which is Tzam'alecha Nafshi. But in modern Hebrew, it would be Tzme'alecha Nafshi. So Tzam'ah or Tzme'alecha Nafshi.
Tzme'alecha Nafshi.
That's the modern way. Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, it's Tzma'ah.
Well, there you have it, folks, your Hebrew lesson on Bagels and Blessings. All right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So do you have any plans to take this on the road, to tour around the world and let others share in the beauty and the glory of what God is doing with your wonderful voice?
Well, thank you. We just finished a major tour for 3 months in the States. I may be going back in a couple months, and I may do a few I hate to call them shows, but that's what people call them these days, here and there. I love worship, and I would so much rather, if I had backup,
hello,
could worship the Lord, you know, instead of tracks, you know, so much rather do that. So, but, you know, it is what it is. And I use tracks, and yes, I definitely plan on sharing some of this with the masses.
Oh, that's good. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I have to ask you, you're mentioning musicians in the studio, and so earlier I was talking about how I'm in love with the percussion. So those were all live percussion players. That wasn't a synthesizer. Those were people playing the bongos and the congas and all that stuff?
Most, yes.
Okay. Not that it matters. It was still good.
Yeah, most. We did both live and digital.
Do you have somebody that mixes all this for you? Like, I personally don't know much. I tried to make a CD once, and yeah, well, we won't even go into that. So I don't really know what a real person, I'm not real,
I have to tell you, I don't even know, because most of what I do it just comes by experience. It's like trial and error.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't had the finances to do major, you know, like what most people do that's very organized. So I just kind of have to wait until somebody comes around that can help me do it for a lower price, or, you know, can really just give me what, you know. And then I work with them, and we do it together. So I don't really know the way other people do CDs, but I know that I hear something in my head. And I just try and relate that to whoever I'm working with, and we do it together. I think, you know, the person I was working with in Germany, he would probably say that was crazy. he has said he wasn't prepared for that, and neither was I. But you know,
what does he know anyway?
There's a little bit of a cultural, you know, difference there. Anybody who's German, I don't, no offense, but so they usually are, you know, this is the way, you know, and it's very methodical, and this is the way it's done, you know, and I'm like, well, let's
organization
throw all that out the window, and let's just, you know, get in the studio and record it, you know, like,
oh, that's just wild,
you know,
that's just
so
wild.
It was interesting, like, the German and Israeli, you know, just the unity that happened there among us. It was actually quite powerful now that I think about it. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, in the moments that we have left, Rivka, how should we be praying for Israel? I always like to ask that question. I think it's important. I encourage my listeners to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And just in light of all the things that are going on, just your own thoughts, since you're right there in Haaretz Yisrael, how should we be praying for Israel?
Oh, gosh.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is. You know, Israel right now is in distress. I mean, they have been for years, you know, and people are crying out for peace. And you can pray that that God would reveal himself to his people. And that they would know him, and that he would strengthen believers, those who do know him in the land, and strengthen the IDF, and with wisdom and technology and all that kind of stuff. What else?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And did I hear that Israel had snow? That's not a very common thing, is it, for Israel to get snow?
Oh, gosh. Well, it did happen in the past. I mean, I think in 96 when I moved here, there was a huge, or maybe 97, pretty huge snowstorm in Jerusalem. But we even got it here in the south, which is really odd. It didn't last long here, but, you know, there was some snow, and it was probably, you know, less than an inch, but it stayed on the streets for about 5 minutes.
Wow. Well, I think I know why God allowed it to happen. I think he wanted you to have just a tiny bit of empathy with those of us living in the Northeast here in the States.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, you guys are getting it good.
Well, they say spring is coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly it is spring right now, but I'm holding my breath. They say you're supposed to give thanks to God at all times and not complain. Do you know how hard that's been this winter, Rivka?
I bet. Well, you pray for us and we'll pray for you.
Sounds like you got a deal. Now, has there been any improvement in the bagel situation?
Gosh,
I heard
really.
That Israel doesn't have bagels. This,
I know. Do you believe it?
I'm deeply grieved.
One would think. I think, you know what I think about that? I mean, just my own theory about it is I think it's an expensive process, and nobody has money here to do it. So there is one bagel company called Tall Bagels, and they have pretty good bagels.
Pa? Like, as in pa and
like
ma?
Real ones, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I think there would be more if the process wasn't so expensive, because you have to, do you boil them first and then...
I don't know.
There's a whole process in making it.
Me no cook, me just eat.
Okay.
So tell me about, we just had the holiday of Purim. How did that happen? How do you do Purim over in Israel?
Well, we didn't actually do a whole lot of anything except have some people over and read the Megillah and, you know, just had a good time with it. You know, some costumes from the Book of Esther, but, you know, we didn't really go out this year. I think we were just too exhausted from the tour trying to get back to real life here.
They still go boo when they hear the word Haman?
Oh, yeah. We had the Gregors. You know,
the noisemakers, groggers.
The noisemakers, yeah.
Here's mm-hmm. something interesting. I have never seen this done before. I visited my daughter in Connecticut last weekend, and they had a big Purim celebration, and she played Esther. She was wonderful. And their congregation read the Megillah, and of course I know about saying boo when you hear the name of Haman, but they said, yay, every single time the name Mordecai was mentioned. And then when Esther was mentioned, they all went, oh.
You know
about that.
Before. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was so new to me. I felt like I had gone into a strange land or something.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so getting back to Israel, for those people listening that have never, ever been, you know, and they're scared to go. Some people are still so scared to go because of the soldiers and the guns and all the turmoil and everything. So what do you say to people? Do you say, come on, come to Israel, you'll be fine? Like, what do you want to say to those people that are scared?
Well, what would I say? I say that
y'all come?
The safest place that you could possibly be is in the Lord's will. And if he's calling you to come, then you trust in him and you'll be just fine.
Amen. Ooh, I like that.
and in addition, the harvest is plentiful and laborers are few. So, yeah, we would love you to come and we invite you to come and we'd be overjoyed to see you here in the land.
Aw. Wow. I just had a thought. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but it's funny. When you mentioned backup, you were talking about musicians, but my first thought was, man, I'd love to sing with her someday. If it ever happens, like I can sing harmony, you know. So someday, if the Lord wills it, it would be so cool to sing with you, Rivka.
That would be cool. Yep. You want to do it right now?
Nah, not right now. You put me on the Ooh, she's getting back at me because I put her on the spot and she's getting me back. I'll get you, my pretty.
Uh-huh.
Goodness. Well, we got a couple minutes left. How do you want us to be praying for you, my dear?
Oh, gosh. You know,
golly.
I've been going through, you know, my own stuff. Everybody does. I could always use prayers for...
provision.
You know, I don't know.
How about provision?
I'm not going to get too personal, but
no.
I just say, you know, it's not easy living here all the time, and I know it's not easy living anywhere these days, but you can definitely pray for us and our family here and our vision, yeah, for sure. That's a good one.
Absolutely, and provision, right?
Provision always is good, yes.
Yeah, and safety and good health for your family.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Aw, wow. We've just about come to the end of our time, and it's just a real blessing for me to talk with you. And it's amazing how we have a mutual friend, our good friend BJ, back in South Carolina. And it's amazing all the things that God is doing in your life and in my life and his life, and how we're all connected in the Messiah. We're all brothers and sisters. And I don't know when I'll ever get back to Israel. I haven't been since 2008, but I hope to go back sometime, and I'll have to look you up. Then I'll sing with you if I don't get to see you in the States. I'll sing with you when I go to Israel. How about that?
That'll be great. We'll go out in the desert and we'll worship the Lord together.
Oh my gosh. I saw some videos you posted about you were singing in the desert.
Yeah, look me up on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's under Haben Yakirli, HabenYakirli, Haben Yakirli, and Bat Rivka Witten, and you'll find me.
Oh my gosh. You know, I would love to sing in the desert with you. I hope we can do that sometime.
That would be great.
Oh yeah. Well, Rivka.
Go ahead.
You go.
I'm thinking about doing some kind of a worship thing out here in the desert. I'm thinking white tents and, you know, some kind of cool thing. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I have this vision in my mind of doing some free type of worship, what I did on this album.
I like it. Oh, real quick, because we have to end, the cover of your new album, was that taken out in the desert?
It was.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Pretty. Okay, guys, now you have to get the CD, My Soul Thirsts for You, because you're going to want to see the cover, but more importantly, you're going to want to hear the music. Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Oh, thank you. Blessings to your wonderful family, and we will be in touch.
Thank you. Okay, shalom.
Shalom. God bless you.
God bless.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And now, my friends, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thanks again for listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I'll see you next week right here on Life AM 990 WDCX. Shabbat Shalom!
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
We want to help you with